Now, it is that time on a Wednesday where we like to do a little bit of lower grade sporting action. We look at the sports that don't often get the coverage that really they deserve in the media. We're talking lower grade rugby league, lower grade soccer, and we intro it with this. Yes, that is the dulcet tones of Weird Al Yankovic. And let's introduce the dulcet tones of producer Marco, who takes us through the lower grade sports. How are you, my friend?
Great, Nielsen. Yourself?
I am fabulous. Don't look up that word in the dictionary because I'm not sure that it exists. But unfortunately, speaking of lower grade sports, my team, the North Sydney Bears, didn't have a great week, did they?
Yeah, unfortunately, they lost to the Warriors, didn't they? The top team.
Yeah, 32-18 was the score. Not bad for a game in Auckland. They're very tough to beat at home, the Warriors.
Of course, Jed Cleary was playing, you know.
I did see that. This is, of course, the brother of Nathan, son of Ivan, who's the current Penrith coach, and, of course, Nathan, the star Origin Australian halfback at Penrith. How did your Knights go, my friend?
They had a bye, unfortunately.
Oh, so they won. They got the 2 points.
Yeah. Three in a row. Let's go.
Let's go. And a bit of movement there in the first grade situation as well. We spoke last week. Kalen Ponga had sourced a rugby union agent to explore some opportunities in New Zealand, but he's committed to the Knights.
Yeah. He said on social media during the week, committed to the end of 2027. Excited about the vision of the club. Appreciate those that support me.
Oh, good on him.
And he was posted with his Newcastle Knights jersey with that. So that tells you Knights fans.
Let's hope he doesn't pull a Sonny Bill Williams, huh?
Yeah, let's hope not.
In 2000, no, that was quite a saga. Any other interesting results in New South Wales Cup over the weekend?
Nah, not really. They're just the Bears getting hammered, unfortunately.
I wouldn't call a 14-point loss a hammering. I'd call it a loss. It's not a hammering.
No. I mean, unless if you saw Canterbury's result.
How'd they go?
They got smashed. They beat a team. I can't remember who it was. I think it was against Manly or someone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So let's go now to the National Premier League Soccer, the football. Any interesting games that took your fancy?
9-goal thriller.
Nine goals?
Yeah. NSW Spirit FC against Rochdale Indian FC.
What was the end score?
The end score was 6-3 to NSW Spirit FC.
Wow, that's a pretty good result. How are they going on the ladder?
At the moment, we've got NSW Spirit on top, and we've got Rochdale Indians on fourth place. Although, NSW Spirit won 4-0 at half time, but they collapsed in the second half, but they still won with the 3 points.
Yep.
And they're ahead on top because of goal difference now. While Makoni dropped points, they lost, unfortunately.
That's your team, isn't it?
My secondary team. My first team, Sydney FC.
Oh, of course, of course. But they're not in the... Are they in the NPL, Sydney FC too?
Yeah. Okay. But they're mid-table.
Mid-table, that's good.
Yeah.
Not doing too badly. So are they a potential finals contender? This is Rochdale I'm talking about.
Rochdale, yeah, they're still in the mix, but they've got a very good goal difference, plus 27. So we'll wait and see in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And then we've got finals, so whoever wins that, wins that. And eventually, as I mentioned before on the show, we've got the second division of A-League coming up in October. So we'll be covering that with our presenter, Nelson, as well.
Excellent.
And Cody, if he's here.
Looking forward to that, of course. Where can people watch the highlights of these NPL games?
You can go buy tickets online for $15 for adults and kids for free as well.
That's a cheap family day out.
Yep. And you can watch them on YouTube if you don't have time as well. So, yeah. Okay. So go and support your team.
Excellent. Well, next week we'll, of course, be talking about round 21 in the New South Wales Cup Rugby League and round 25, business end of the season we're getting to at this point, in the NPL as well. Thank you, Marco.
Yep. Thank you, Nelson.
No worries. The one and only Marco, excellent producer.